Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Death of an Expert Witness by P.D. James, published by Faber & Faber in 1977. Today's book is all about toxic workplaces, small communities, and desire. Hoggett's Lab is a forensic science laboratory in the Fens of East Anglia. It's staffed with men and women who spend their time analysing samples to identify criminals. In recent years, there's been a change in leadership when the much-loved former director retired, and the relationships are tense in the new structure, even leading to a fist fight between leading middle-aged male scientists in the toilets. When one of the scientists is found dead inside the lab, an arrogant and pedantic man who is deeply unpopular for varying reasons, there's no shortage of suspects. Scotland Yard's Adam Dalgleish is called in to investigate a crime with very few clues. Of course, being a murder within a laboratory, every suspect would have been highly aware of forensic evidence, much more than the average person. As Dalgleish delves deeper into the case and begins to peel away the lies surrounding the lab's staff and the people of the surrounding town, he uncovers a web of love affairs, betrayal, corruption, and professional jealousy. But he's no closer to the culprit when the murderer strikes again. Death of an Expert Witness is an old-fashioned whodunit. The book, published in the 1970s, really bridges the gap between Agatha Christie and the newer style of British detectives into the 80s and 90s. The murder itself doesn't happen until about a quarter of the way through the book. At first, the reader is introduced to the cast of characters and revealing their own individual reasons for wanting Dr. Lorimer dead. The ex-lover, her devoted brother, the underperforming employee, the poor cousin who needs money, the young girl publicly shamed by him, and more. By the time the crime happens, there's no shortage of potential suspects. The reader follows as the characters leave out relevant details in their interviews with police until Dalgleish begins to slowly uncover the real story. Adam Dalgleish, as the lead detective, is not the centre of the book. The reader learns snippets about his life, his loves, his past tragedies, and his side gig as a poet, but the investigation is the centre of his purpose in the book. Now, what I really like about these older style detective novels is how I can never pick the murderer, well, very rarely, unlike with many modern books. And of course, when the ending rolls around and the murderer is revealed, the person responsible is unexpected, but completely plausible. Crime novels are social commentaries as well, and Death of an Expert Witness is no exception. It deals with the role of women and expectations of a woman's life in a rural town during the 1970s, deals with sexuality, desire, and jealousy. It also examines the politics of the workplace, especially one filled with so-called experts with their egos and infighting. So if you like big egos, small towns, classic whodunits, torrid love affairs and forensics, I recommend Death of an Expert Witness by P.D. James. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.